Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. Orange City will soon begin renovations to Windmill Park, and the city is being gifted funds to revamp the landmark. Earl Woodstra, the city administrator for Orange City, says the site will have a new area with tulips, sculpture, and a new gazebo. Woodstra says the additions will be a real transformation of the downtown area. The revitalization comes as a gift from Diamond Vogel. Next year marks the 100th anniversary of the paint company founded in Orange City. The Woodbury County Supervisors gave final approval to the last three readings on Tuesday regarding amending the county's zoning ordinance to include nuclear power facilities, nuclear waste storage, and related uses. Many citizens weighed in on the issue, both for and against it, during a public hearing. One person who spoke said it appeared that the supervisors had already made up their minds no matter what kind of input they received.
You are saying by your agenda that you have already determined you're going to adopt this without listening to anyone's concerns. I don't think that's right. You should listen to people, and you know, there's the four of you up here. We're going to make a decision that affects over 100,000 people in our county.
Among the supporters was a spokesman for building trade workers in Western Iowa.
Currently, many industrial areas are underutilized. And repurposing the space for nuclear energy production, including small modular reactors, present on the opportunity to drive economic growth, create jobs, and contribute to greener energy portfolio in Woodbury County. By rezoning these areas, we can ensure that nuclear energy is integrated into the community as a safe, environmentally responsible manner.
Supervisor Mark Nelson spoke about how there are concerns about losing MidAmerican Energy's local coal-fired electric generating plants. So that's a reason rezoning for nuclear is being considered.
If Port Neal Coal phases out, what is going to be that next industrial power that's going to not only power Sioux City and Woodbury County, but the surrounding area? And for me, I thought that nuclear could be a substitution for coal. We've obviously had a lot of complaints about coal in my 3 years on the board. What I didn't see coming was that there'd be this argument for renewables to take place of coal. And it's just not possible.
Nelson says on a daily basis, wind and solar energy only currently provide 20% of electrical power to our region. And solar is off the grid at night, and wind turbines only generate around 50% of the time. County officials again said there is no nuclear energy facility trying to come into Woodbury County at this time, and that the ordinance provides a framework to review an application if one is ever submitted. Galen Catholic High School of Lamars is pleased to announce an elementary expansion and significant investment in campus upgrades. Later this fall, the Legacy Campaign, Honoring Our Tradition, Building His Future, is set to launch. The Legacy Campaign aims to ensure a thriving future for students and the community. Galen Catholic invites all members of the community to a public informational session at 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 21st, at the Rosemary Deegan Cafeteria inside Galen Catholic School. A Carroll native who is currently coaching the Philadelphia 76ers is hosting events in his hometown this week. It's called the Nick Nurse Foundation's Golf and Music Festival, and the golf tournament starts tomorrow. A popular indie rock band called Mount Joy will headline the evening's entertainment. Nurse, who played the piano with the band during a concert last year in Philadelphia, says the band will recreate Fleetwood Mac's 1979 Tusk music video with help from the Carroll and Carroll Kemper marching bands. Friday's headliners are two of the most iconic bands of the 20th century, the Jacksons and Jefferson Starship. Nurse, who is 58, played college basketball for the Northern Iowa Panthers, and in 2019, Nurse was coach of the Toronto Raptors when the team won the NBA championship. That's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.